Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I titled this show Debunking Leftism. And the reason is, and to be honest with you, every day could be the title of this show, Debunking Leftism. I mean, that is pretty much the mission and the vision. Where the mission is debunking leftism, the vision is a world where leftism don't no longer exist. So that encompasses lots of things. We could end identity politics. We could end, and by identity politics, race politics, sex politics, gender politics, all of it. That's debunking leftism, and that the vision of making decisions based on what's good for the public. I'm talking about genuinely good for the public, and may trickle down to be good for everybody, is even better. I have no problem with that. There are things that I don't really like to do, but I go, I'll accept that because I understand it helps other people. For example, handicap ramps. I don't need them, but I do know that there are people who do. And even if it is a bit of an inconvenience for me, I will give the top parking spots to the handicap. You get what I'm saying? Of course you get what I'm saying, because you're smart people. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I am touting two things. One, this radio show. Look, folks, I'm asking you. I'm imploring you to do this. Listen to the show and then tell a couple of people to check it out. Just say, listen, I know you're busy. I know you're not in, particularly if they're into the podcast. If they go, yeah, I listen to so-and-so, I listen to so-and-so. Just ask them, will you please listen to Kevin Jackson? Or you can ask them. You can ask them or you can ask them. Either way, doesn't matter to me. But ask them to listen to the program. And if they like it, do the same thing. Here's the reason. We are getting beat up in social media. And I'm telling you, they're relentless. We are depending on you. And I don't know how many people listen. I know I got a couple of Andes. I got Albert. I got Bob and Carol. And I got, you know, quite a few others. The Socorro brothers, you know. And trust me, we communicate. I'm communicating with these people. And then I get people to write to me and say, Kevin, I found your show. Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, wow. Okay, why does it not reflect in the numbers? We need you to do this. So that's number one. Number two, do me a favor. Go visit the store. Don't placate me. Okay, Kevin, I'll go check it out when I get a chance. No, go. Go now. shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Put it on your phone. Put it in memory. Do whatever you need to do. Go check it out. I'd love to get your feedback. These are things I did. I did this over one of these long weekends. I got tired of the merch I was seeing across the nation, and I went, you know what? I want to do something that is unique to me. It's almost like my art. Consider me a Renaissance man, please, okay? But check it out. And I don't care. Look, if you don't buy anything, it's okay. I get it. It's your money. You can do what you want to do. But give me your feedback. Let me know what your thoughts are. We did some really clever stuff, and I want you to participate. Be a part of the program. Look, this is not a spectator sport. We're all in this together, and it isn't a game. We've got to survive. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have to come to some come-to-Jesus type things. I'm having a discussion with my wife on what are we going to keep, what are we tossing here, because we have to make a living. We have to do what we do. I can't have employees that have been gone with me now for 8-10 years. Do you understand the level of commitment my staff has? It's unbelievable. I tip my hat to them. God bless you guys. Anyway, do me those favors. I don't think that's that big of a deal to ask. I want to talk about urban legends, Mythbusters. That's what this show is about. All we do is we say, oh, the Democrats say this. The Democrats paint you like this. And it's a myth. And I bust the myth. Or it's some urban legend about, this is the way Republicans are. This is the way conservatives are. And I go, yep, you're a liar. That's not the case. We bust that myth. That's all we do. Doesn't matter. Give me your topic. Give me your thing. I will poke holes in it. We're bringing on a new social media guy. His name is Paris. And Paris and I are talking about different things. And I'm telling him, hey, Paris, don't think of it that way. Think of it this way. And you know what he goes? Man, Kev, I would have never thought of it that way. You are so right, man. That is really the angle. And it's fun watching a guy who he's astute. He knows it, but it's fun watching him go, wow, I really hadn't considered that. That is so deep, etc. And it isn't me going, yeah, let me pat myself on the back and feel good about what I do. Look, I don't care. I'm just saying we have to learn how to think differently. And what this show does is we expose the leftist lies, the urban legends, the myths of you. And the reason why I'm passionate about it is because I've watched it for decades. And I say enough is enough. The Biden family is crooked. The Democratic Party is crooked. The DOJ run by the Democrats is crooked. And by the way, the one not run by the Democrats was crooked. It just wasn't as blatantly crooked as it is today. The media is crooked. Academia is crooked. Leadership in the unions are crooked. Leadership in the military of the United States is now crooked, tainted. That's where we are. And the quicker that you understand that, and I don't want to tell you to embrace it. That's the wrong word. You don't want to embrace the crooked nature of these people. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking you to understand it. And here's what you better understand about it. You're not going to change it. You got to get them out. It isn't like the Democratic Party. You leave them in party and place, and they're going to be like, well, okay, we see what you're saying, and we're going to change our evil ways. You better vote them out. They can't be in power. I've told you. I've studied this stuff. I didn't go to college, you know, for psychology and all this other stuff, but I've studied it in my own way for decades, and I've come to these conclusions. And I'm sharing them with you. And it isn't to be mean. If the conclusions were bad for us, I would tell you the same. Some of the conclusions are bad for us, right? We can be too sanctimonious. We hold on to a dollar, man, ooh, like you wouldn't believe. You go do your own thing, Kevin Jackson. You. Leftists are, I'll give them that, boy. When they have a cause, they support it. We can learn from that. But for the most part, we are amazing people. Flawed, but amazing. And I'm going to tell you that every show. You'll get that as the overall message, but it doesn't mean you don't need to improve. When we come back, we're going to talk about this crooked Biden family.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Jonathan Turley, a professor, 10 developments to justify the Biden impeachment inquiry and why it needs to happen. And I'm doing this as part of a debunking leftism segment of the show, or that's our theme for the day, is debunking leftism. See, there are a lot of people out there that want you to believe that Joe Biden's innocent, that all this information that we've gotten is just, it's should be in the ether. What are we, why are we discussing this? There's no ties of Joe to his son, this, that, and the other, and it's all a lie. So let's get into it. He said, the record currently contains witness and written evidence that Biden has lied about key facts in these foreign dealings. That's number one. Number two, was the focus of a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme. And three, may have benefited from this corruption through millions of dollars sent to his family, as well as more direct possible benefits. Biden may be able to disprove or rebut these points, but they raise legitimate concerns over his role based on accounts of key figures in the matter. And he says, consider just 10 of the disclosures from the prior investigation. And that's what I want to focus on, these 10 disclosures. Now, I want you to keep in mind as we go through this that you're going to know a lot of the material, but when you think about it, as they say, the preponderance of material, just understand that it's a big deal. You put it all together. And by the way, we'll add to it. And as we go along, you'll be adding to it because your mind will reflect on some of the things that have occurred. Who are you listening to? Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So here's bullet point number one. Hunter Biden and his associates were running a classic influence peddling operation using Joe Biden as what Devin Archer called the brand. Now, we'll stop there for just a second because what I want you to understand is what else does Hunter have to sell? His reputation as a crackhead who doesn't pay child support? What is the product? And that's what everybody keeps asking. What's the product? There's only one product. Access to Joe. Now, if you were to say, well, I just want to be able to hang around Denzel, so I'm willing to pay for that. That's one thing. But did Denzel get you movie parts that other people didn't get? Or, you know, what did he do? And I'm comparing Joe Biden to Denzel because I'm saying there are people who just, they will pay money to be in the know with the, in this, the, you know, around the pretty people. Not saying Biden is, but he's his vice president. He's, people are going to recognize him. But what did he do? And that's what they want to know. So he says, while this was described as, quote, an illusion of access, millions were generated for the Bidens from some of the most corrupt figures in the world. And I think that's part number two. Why aren't they dealing with legitimate business people? Why is it every time Hunter Biden is involved with somebody, it's shady? It isn't like it's, you know, we're selling olive oil and you can open the crates at any time. It's there. It's stocked on the shelf. It's not that. It's always something that is critical to America's infrastructure, has to do with spies, academia, military, things like this. He says, including associates who were later accused of or convicted of public corruption. And look, guilt by association. I'm not blaming Biden because, you know, Devin Archer is going to prison. Devin Archer is going to prison because of something Devin Archer did. But it also does show you that they were willing to hook up with people who were shady dealers, who were willing to do some unscrupulous things. Not always within your control, but think about the people that the Bidens have been involved in. They're arrested in other countries. They are banned from other countries. Pardon me, other countries. They're on no-fly list. It is a who's who of bad people. And we're just through bullet point number one. So the brand was willing to deal with whoever came up with the money. And then here's what we get back to, again, some of the obvious. Some of Biden's clients, and I know they use that word wanting to say all, push for changes impacting U.S. foreign policy and relations, including help in dealing with Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating corruption of Hunter Biden. Now, we are all familiar with this case. I don't need to relitigate it. But what I will tell you is it's almost everybody. It isn't just Joe Biden dealing with Shokin. What about the Russian oligarch lady, the lady that inherited her husband's steel business? They were trying to help her for the same reason. She was considered persona non grata, couldn't get on airplanes, she wanted her reputation cleaned up in the United States so she could do business in the United States as a partner of Hunter, and gave the man $3.5 million. Now, not a lot's been discussed about it because the media doesn't want to cover it. I don't know where this story leads. I don't know whether they were trying to undermine the U.S. steel industry. Or what? It wouldn't surprise me if the answer was yes. Two bullet points in, folks. We've got more than a smoking gun. I mean, we got videotape of the bullet coming out of the barrel. It isn't just a smoking gun. We've got it all. We know Biden got Shokin dumped when Shokin was guilty of nothing. We have this information. We have audio tapes of the president of Ukraine at the time saying, we fired Shokin even though we have nothing against him. He has done nothing but his job. But per your request, he's gone. And what have they done? Have they made amends? As the media, what looking into this have they done? The answer, the short answer is not much, if anything. Viktor Shokin was guilty of nothing except trying to find out the truth about Hunter Biden. That's it. The irony, folks, that the Democrats tried to impeach Trump for asking about the very corruption in Ukraine that the Biden family was actually committing tells you all you need to know. How could you do this and pretend that we have a dual system of justice? Moving on. Let's get to the next bullet point. I know we're running out of time, but we'll try to cover this. Biden has made false claims about his knowledge of these dealings repeatedly, including insisting having had no knowledge of Hunter's former dealings, which Archer has declared patently false. The Washington Post and other media outlets have declared Biden's insistence that his family didn't take money from China as patently false. Now, we could stop there. You could say, well, Kevin, you can't impeach the guy because he's a liar. You can't impeach the guy because his family got money. Well, let's just say this. As the old saying goes, if you scratch a lie, you find a thief. That being the case, Biden's lied about this money and where it comes in. What makes you think he hasn't lied about where it went? Recently, we got that wire that came from China. Let's just say there's a lot of so-called circumstantial evidence to explain away.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump once again blasting the judge in his state's civil fraud trial. Thousands of healthcare workers are prepping to strike tomorrow if negotiations do not improve with Kaiser Permanente. The workers say they're protesting unfair labor practices and unsafe staffing levels. President Biden commemorating the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago. Biden commended the dedicated dedicated activists and policymakers whose efforts led to its passage. He also outlined his administration's ongoing commitment to advancing even further accessibility for all. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives in terms of free speech. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter said the only thing you said to him was, quote, "I hope you know what you're doing."
That's exactly right. He's a grown man. What I meant by that is, I hope you thought this through. I hope you know exactly what you're doing here.
Meaning what?
That's all I meant. Nothing more than that, because I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them, because they know where I have to do my job and that's it, and they have to make their own judgments.
Do you understand people say, Joe Biden, he's an experienced politician, statesman, knows the issues of Ukraine. Why didn't he just say to his son, this is one to take a pass on. It may not look good.
He was already on the board, and he's a grown man. And it turns out he did not do a single thing wrong, as everybody's investigated.
Words that should come back to haunt Joe Biden, but the left seemed to want to downplay it. Oh, it wasn't that he said he never talked to him. Well, he did talk to him at dinner, but it was about the weather, and it wasn't really to influence peddle. No, it just was convenient that every time Hunter convened with business partners, Joe was there. And I know you've seen the video of how those two worked the room. Joe comes up, does his deal. Hunter waits on the sideline, and when they give the code word, you know, red vanilla or whatever, red banana, they come in, Hunter swoops in and says, hey, by the way, my dad and you were talking about blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've never seen it in action. We're too stupid to know. How would we possibly know that the 1-2 punch of the Joe Biden family grift was on? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talking about Jonathan Turley giving all the reasons why Joe Biden, there should be an impeachment inquiry against him. We all know that that should be the case. Joe Biden has let it be known for years that he could be bought. He said it in his own terminology. He effectively said, you know, I've worked my butt off all these years, and yeah, if somebody wanted to buy me, I was for sale.
My state cost $300,000 this time around, or between $250,000 and $300,000. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent. And the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent. Only because he didn't take me seriously. And he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you, I probably would have taken it. Not probably, I would have taken it. Because I had to go out and borrow $20,000 and put a second mortgage on my house to get that $20 to start. But nobody took me seriously.
Biden, in his own words, telling you, I'm not particularly moral. Nothing's changed. Welcome back. Going back into what Jonathan Turley said, he says, Biden's been aware for years that Hunter Biden and his brother James Biden have been accused of influence peddling, including an audio tape of Biden acknowledging a New York Times investigation as a threat to Hunter. Now, I've heard that tape, and I will tell you, it's not outright like you can point the finger at Biden, but it's as close as it comes. Because essentially he's saying, you know, if you go down, this is not going to be good for any of us. We already mentioned Joe Biden repeatedly called into meetings with foreign clients, put on speakerphone. He said, never talked to him. Then he said he never met him, of course. If he didn't talk to him, he didn't meet him. Then we learned he did meet him. He met him at foreign dinners. He met him at meetings. He met him at domestic dinners. He met him playing golf. Everything this man has said is a blatant lie. And we're only halfway through Turley's list. I've seen enough. Now I want you to consider Trump's situation and the ginned up charges against him that don't have a fraction of this. They talk about Jared Kushner, but you never hear Jared Kushner mentioned with Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't broker any deals with him. Not that Kushner did anything wrong. Kushner negotiated a $2 billion deal with the Saudis. Happens all the, I mean, not all the time, but it happens. People do business with foreign governments. You guys heard me talk about this. I don't have a problem with Hunter doing business and saying, yeah, you know, if you would like to meet my dad, sure, I'll introduce you. But it isn't, my business isn't predicated on my dad. Hunter's business was the brand of Joe Biden. And here's what I would say to leftists. Show me anywhere that it isn't that. Show me what Hunter could have done without having access to the State Department and Joe Biden running interference. Please do it. I'd love to see it. General Flynn was practically bankrupted because of the investigations into him where he did nothing. The FBI set him up. Paul Manafort, imprisoned. And not even for anything related to Trump. They just decided, we're going to make an example of you. They dug into him and arrested him. What about Cohen? Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, who should have all the dirt there is on Donald Trump. Now, what happened? He went to prison, even when he got out. Oh, Michael Cohen, he's going to bring Trump down. If anybody could bring you down, it would be your lawyer. Don't you think? Your lawyer or your wife? And they threw the kitchen sink against Donald Trump, again, twice with Cohen. And where is he at? Whatever happened to that? It's, you know where it went? The same place that Adam Schiff's, I've got definitive proof of Donald Trump cheating with the Russians. Well, where is that to? But with Biden, nobody's even close to going to jail. Devin Archer, but unrelated charges. So you got to ask yourself, why do we have this dual system of justice everybody keeps talking about? We're going to move on because we got a lot of other stuff. Emails and other communications show Hunter Biden repeatedly invoking his father to secure payments from foreign sources. And in one such message, he threatens a Chinese figure that his father is sitting next to him to coerce a large transfer of money. And I'm sure you guys remember that. Says, I got my dad. Well, I think he said, I don't remember how he put it, but it had to do with, my dad is right here. If you don't want to make us mad. And it wasn't me. Now, was his dad there or not? You know, again, everything that they did, that the Bidens did was we'll get to this also, was to insulate Joe Biden, even though he was the threat, he was the brand. Everything they did was to insulate him. So that's where we are with these guys. Let's not let people know. We'll just infer that it's my dad. We'll infer that it's Joe. We'll infer he's the big guy. We'll infer with all this stuff. And who cares if people that know, that are in the inner circle, actually testifying against him. You didn't see Flynn testifying against Trump. You didn't see Manafort testify against Trump. You didn't see Papadopoulos testify against Trump. None of them. Was it Carter Page? Nobody. They've even tried to get people to indict Trump. You know, to impugn him and say he did stuff. The guy from the Proud Boys who said, I could have gotten a lighter sentence. I could have probably gotten away with it if I'd gone after Trump. And he wouldn't do it. I mean, I'll give those guys credit. I'll equate them to the left. But the difference is the people that are protecting Biden are protecting him and they know he's a fraud. They know he's a cheat, a liar, a scumbag. People protecting Trump have nothing to say because there is nothing to say. A trusted FBI source recounted a direct claim of a corrupt Ukrainian businessman that he paid a bribe to Joe Biden through intermediaries. We know this. I'm going through the list of John Turley's 10 points that he's made that say there's easily a reason to look at an impeachment process for Joe Biden. Easily. The Democrats know it. Everybody knows it. And these games that we play, why are we playing games with it? This is real. This is a president of the United States who has put our country in trouble, and the Democrats are rallying around this clown. The media rallying around him, the corrupt DOJ rallying around him. Look at everything these people are doing. We have an article, I haven't even talked about it in a while, but it's essentially titled Everything That the DOJ Did to Protect Joe Biden. It's incredible. Just case after case. I don't have to go any further. And this is what we could indict Joe Biden on. We could kick him out of office. Forget the fact that he's a brain dead moron, physically and mentally incapable of being president. Just with what we have here, he'd be a goner if we had real justice in this country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here that here the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine?
That's a good thing. No one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position,
no,
knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
He's a very bright guy.
I guess the question I'm kind of asking is, was it right?
His appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said he regretted having done it.
That interview came the day before the election. They already knew all this stuff. They knew these Bidens were crooked. Let's move on. We're talking about Jonathan Turley. He gave all these reasons that the Biden family should, why they were, there's a reason to have this impeachment hearing about Joe Biden because of the grift of the Biden family. And we're going through some of these. And here's the other. Hunter Biden himself reportedly claimed that he had to give half of his earnings to his father. Other emails state they intermingled accounts and they used them to pay the bills for both men, including a possible credit account that Hunter allegedly used to pay prostitutes. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's so much evidence against the Biden family, it's pathetic. If we were talking about the Trumps, the media would be all over this. Here they talked about this. At least two transfers of funds to Hunter Biden in 2019 from a Chinese source listed Biden, Joe Biden's home in Delaware, where Hunter sometimes lived and conducted business. But Joe knows nothing about it. And we'll talk maybe a little bit more about the ties to the Chinese, but I'm giving you all this so you can discern for yourself if you think Joe Biden's guilty of anything. And here's the last one. Some of the deals negotiated by Hunter involve potential benefits from his father, including office space in Washington. At least 9 Biden family members reportedly received money from these foreign transfers, including grandchildren. For Hunter Biden, this included not just significant money transfers, but gifts like expensive diamonds and a luxury car. So, you got everything. Those are the 10 points Turley talked about. Pretty clear there's a reason to go look more into Joe Biden. But my question is, what did Turley miss? So let's begin by asking this question. Why is there absolutely no reference to Biden by name, Joe Biden by name, in his correspondence with his dad? Anytime there's a business dealing, Hunter refers to an unknown entity. Now, I'm no genius here. But here's what I'd ask. If all I ever did was this. Yeah, so we've got some people in my house, and of course there's my wife, Melissa, and we've got this other person. At some point, wouldn't you go, well, who's the other person? Yeah, Hunter refers to my uncle's brother. Who is that? To me, the obvious question is, you get Hunter in and say, you're referencing, he's made multiple references to somebody. Who is it? Let's do it by process of elimination. Okay, let's start. Is it Bo? Oh, no, that's right. He died of brain cancer. Who is it? Is it Tony Bobulinski? Who is this other person that he's constantly referring to that's obviously a family member? Recently, we learned, as I said, Hunter refers to his father as his uncle's brother. Why did the Biden family almost universally not use Joe Biden's name or title in their business dealings? They don't say, I'll bounce it off my dad, let's check with the VP, nothing. There's nobody there. But Joe Biden talks to his son every day, and as we know now, is involved in his business. Oh, I know, not directly, right? He wouldn't do anything untoward, but yeah, indirectly. Here's my next one. Why is it that Joe Biden refuses to cooperate by providing all his records willingly? Why do people have to go to the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, in order to get anything from Joe Biden, including things that would technically be public domain? You can't get his Senate records. You can't get his VP records. He won't give you his phone records. He won't give you his LLC that he and Dr. Jill have. He won't allow you to look into the 20-plus LLCs of his son. That, you know, if they're so transparent and they want this to happen, why is it that they give no information? Why haven't the media demanded Joe Biden's taxes? They demanded this of Donald Trump. And when Trump said, I don't owe you anything of my taxes, you know what they did? They paid an operative to get them. An IRS guy. We'll talk about him another day. He got them. So where's the media on this? Biden claims to have a higher standard of operation than Trump. He supposedly brought, what, dignity or something to the White House? Where is it? I already asked about his bank records. That would be a good start at transparency, don't you think? How about you give us your bank records, unredacted. Prove to us you received no money. Let us account forensically for every dollar you received and how it relates to your so-called book sales and speaking engagements. Let's correlate that. Let me tell you what would happen if we got that information. We would know literally within minutes that Joe Biden is a liar who took money from his son. That's what we'd know. So, 150 plus suspicious activity reports. Why don't they allow forensic accountants and investigators access, total access to these reports? Put it to bed. We're happy to show you. Here's where we got the money. Here's what Hunter did for the business. Here's the business enterprise that my son was involved in. It did not involve me. And, oh, you can track it to my policies. You can see what it is. Let me tell you why they won't do it. Because the minute they do, you will know, again, what you already know with 100% certainty, that Joe Biden definitely affected foreign policy based on what Hunter was doing. No ifs, ands, or buts. Unquestionably. He says he will give you his records. I'd like to see his phone records. Biden was said he talked. They say he talked to Hunter every day. If he did, let's see your phone records. Because if you skipped a few days, I'm going to bet you had a burner phone that you threw away. I want to verify it. What else we got? The one that I like best is his multiple email addresses. He's got like five or six. I do too. But they all have my name, Jackson something, or, you know, my actual name, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, the Black Sphere was our business brand for a while. It's now the Kevin Jackson Network. But you want to find me, those are the emails I have. You find one labeled Deep Need Sister Boy or whatever, and you know you're up to something. That's one where you're sticking it out on, I don't know, what are these sites, Tinder or Rotisserie? I don't know what the sites are, but if you got that kind of an email, you don't want people to know your name. My emails have my name, founder at the Kevin Jackson Network, things like that. That'll generate some emails for sure. But Joe Biden used, I don't remember the names, but he had five or six different ones for different reasons. You think he'd turn all that over and say, you know what, look at whomever I've spoken with, and you can contact them, do whatever you need. I want to make sure the public knows I'm not a fraud. Have at it. We know the names. We know that Biden used these for communicating with Hunter. So grant investigators total access so they can exonerate you, Joe. You going to wait on that to happen? I don't think it will happen. So you have this very, oh, we're going to do everything we can to clear our name. No, you're not. They're hiding behind everybody, and it isn't going to do them any good. And I'm just saying, if Turley wants to understand why there should be an investigation, add these things to the list. The lack of transparency of the Biden family. No phone records. No allowing us to look at emails. You know, all the things that you should be looking at. No looking into the family's finances. The Bidens don't possibly want those skeletons falling out of the closet.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.